We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's time for the Richmond Market Minute. And Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us this morning. And so really a consequential day yesterday. The thing that jumps out at me is that data point about again, double-digit unemployment, maybe hitting 20%, which I'm just surprised, Mike, how many people seem to be kind of rolling over in bed this morning like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. I mean, does that not panic everyone? I think it should.
Well, John, would it, under normal circumstances, panic everybody? I think the answer is an obvious yes. But A, these aren't normal circumstances, and B, it would not be normal to almost pre-announce that, John. So when we got the initial jobless claims yesterday of another six-something million, so we've had about 15, 16, almost 17 million people file for unemployment in the last 3 weeks. John, that wouldn't even be contemplated before. But here's the thing. We knew about a month ago that this was going to happen because we told everybody, hey, we're going to shut down the economy, and a logical outcropping of that is when you shut down the economy, people are going to be out of work, and not only did we at least do a decent job of telling everybody it was getting ready to happen, but we being the society, we the government in this case, have put in some at least fairly decent mechanisms to try to cope with that. So it's a lot easier now to file for those initial jobless claims. We're getting money, at least in a better fashion, to help fund those. It's not going as smoothly as everybody would like, but at least we were warned a little bit. So either we're rolling over on it or we're taking it in stride because we knew it was coming.
Well, I guess. I mean, the question is, in 3 months, whether those people have anywhere to go. Because at some point, the feds have got to cut off the spigot, I would think. So we've got a short-term solution, but long-term, we're killing ourselves here.
Logically, it seems that you can leave the spigot open all you want, but sooner or later, the well runs dry. And so nobody's contemplating at this point, John. And when I look at a lot of headlines, as is always the case, you can read them one way, or if you had delved a little bit more, you can read them another way. So there are some lights at the end of the tunnel here. It's still not a train getting ready to run over us. But you are correct. This cannot be open-ended. But any economist, any financier, and I think any politician knew that going into this situation. I don't like the way we have put an end date on this, but I'm not in charge of how we put end dates on this. But everybody understands that at some point we are not going to hobble, we're not going to harness, we're not going to shackle what has historically been, and I'm betting will again, be the largest, most profitable economy in the world. You can't hold that back for any reason very long. Supply and demand will ultimately meet. We all know that. Perhaps we'll get to the point where, just like we warned everybody ahead and said, here's what's going to happen and here's how it's going to start, I don't believe we're far away from the other side of that, which is, here's how we're going to unwind this thing so everybody will be back to work. The cry for that, the hue for that, is becoming very noisy. It's become very palpable, and I don't think it's very far away. But you're right. This has to be a temporary solution. It cannot be a long-term solution. But I think all participants understand that at this point.
And the markets are closed for Good Friday today, so when we talk again on Monday, Let's talk about that other headline, which is pretty significant, about the Federal Reserve and the bond market. I mean, that kind of
and that's providing the stability right now. That's mm-hmm. allowing this thing to run its course, so to speak, because we have unprecedented, uncontemplated quantitative easing, printing money, depending on how you would, all sorts of actions that nobody would ever have contemplated. That's what's allowing us to do this. But ultimately, there has to be a way to try to get back to normal, and having the Federal Reserve be the market participant isn't it. So we'll have to get to the other side. But yeah, well, fortunately, we have about 72 hours to catch our breath. Not use that advisedly now, before we have to sort of reckon with it again on Monday morning.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend. Everybody stay well.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.